Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Stephen Moore back on the show. Stephen is a long time, 13. In fact, this month is his 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. We've known him for a long time. And he's a member of the Wall Street Journal's editorial board. That's a great gig for him. I'm really proud of him for that. He's the author of a number of books, including The End of Prosperity, and then the follow-up to that, Return to Prosperity, which I hope that's from his mouth to God's ears. And he's our good friend, Stephen Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be with you. I can't believe it's been 13 years.
I know it. Hey, listen, were you with the Heritage Group, Heritage Foundation, back in those days?
I think I was there with Cato.
Cato, that's right. It was Cato in 99. It was Cato. And then you were at Club for Growth for a while.
That's right. And then Wall Street Journal.
And then the Wall Street Journal. And you've had that gig now for a long time. So congratulations on that. And thanks for continuing to hang out with us. Talk to us about what you're seeing with regard to the economy right now, Stephen.
Well, look, I think it's been an extremely slow and a tepid recovery. I think everybody knows that. You know, we should be growing much faster than we are. A normal recovery, we'd be growing at, you know, 4 or 5% growth rate. We only grow at about 2%. By the way, under Reagan at this stage, we had, you know, 6, 7, even 8% rates of growth. So this has been a very unsturdy, not very durable expansion. And I do believe it's because so many of the policy mistakes in Washington have really held back the normal recovery process. And I think a lot of it is because of the spending that, and of course the big issue right now, Jim, as you know, is this what people are calling Tax-mageddon. That's going to hit the economy on January 1. I think that you can't understate how important that is.
That's going to be almost a $1 trillion hammer to hit the back of the head of the U.S. economy at the first of the year, isn't it?
Yes, and that's huge for small businesses because, you know, think about the taxes that are likely to go up. First, you've got the capital gains tax is going to go up. Then you've got the dividend tax goes up, payroll taxes will go up in January, and then, you know, most importantly for your audience is the personal income tax rates.
Which,
by the way, I think, Jim, we shouldn't even call them personal income tax rates. We should call them the small business taxes.
I agree.
Because that is the small business tax. That's the tax that small business owners pay.
Hey, Steve, I have a sub-S corporation. I paid my taxes at the personal rate.
Right, and as do 90% of small and medium-sized businesses, and that's something a lot of people, and they keep saying, soak the rich, you know, just tax the top 1%. Well, guess what? You know, 70% of that income of the people in the top 1 or 2%, that's small business
income. How do we solve this, Steve? What do you think is the solution to this? I mean, I know one thing we got to, talking about not extending these things is making people not want to invest in expand their business. What's the solution?
Well, I think we've got to blow up the tax code and start over. I've been saying that for the 13 years I've been on your show. I think the tax system is a albatross around the neck of our economy. We can do so much better if we had some kind of Steve Forbes style flat tax, and we could argue about, you know, what that should look like. But the idea is have a rate as low as possible, get rid of loopholes, get rid of the double tax on saving and investment. You want to see this economy get back to those 5 to 6% growth rates. It's that simple. And I think we should use this occasion of 2013, you know, when this tax bomb is going to go off, to say, look, we're just going to start completely over, remodel, retool, and modernize our tax system so it's geared towards a 21st
that
century.
That kind of an emergency would be a good time to do that, wouldn't it? I mean, what better time to get people's attention than that kind of an emergency?
And look, I think, Jim, I'm convinced the American public workers and business owners are completely with us on this. The average American understands that, you know, when you have very high tax rates, when you've got the highest corporate tax rate statutorily in the world, when you've got the, you know, the tax on small businesses getting close to 50%, that's a big problem for jobs and for capital formation.
Yep, exactly. Especially at a time when small businesses are still trying to get the new normal under their organizations post 2008. I mean, this is a really anxious time. A lot of business models have been reset, have been disrupted, because not only because of 2008, but because of technology. And right now, the small businesses do not need the government working at cross purposes with them. Stephen, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come. I told you we'd get smarter when Steve Moore joined us. He'll be with us after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.